Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. The Huron County Court, or Circuit Court, prioritized victim safety and recognized the defendants, Brandon James Ozentoski, demonstrated pattern of coercive control and rule violations over mitigation claims, imposing near top of the guideline prison terms across three linked felonies and rejecting defense asks for low-end sentences and alternative programming. The record shows no contest pleas to assault by strangulation, child abuse, fourth offense, aggravated stalking, two files, and obstruction. A documented PPO, no contact violation history, including alleged continued violations while jailed, substance use on the incident date, and victim's credibility describing persistent trauma and fear, which, combined with a prior felony and multiple misdemeanors, moved the court to end the cycle through incarceration and concurrent terms with an existing sentence. We must accept that when patterns of violence and control persist, despite court intervention, public protection and accountability must supersede rehabilitation bids. And a court imposed a 5 to 20 year Michigan Department of Corrections sentence on Christopher Andrew Tallman for possession of child sexually abusive activity and use of a computer, concluding that prior juvenile sexual conduct, the victim's self-harm, and the downstream dissemination of the nude image outweighed defense mitigation centered on youth, limited adult record, and support network. His jail credit was corrected to 237 days across all sentencing documents. Sex offender registration was mandated with strict compliance requirements. Financial assessments were ordered, attorney fees were waived, and the defendant was advised of the 42-day window to seek leave to appeal the appointed or with appointed counsel if indigent. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
When you're working outdoors, unpredictability is the norm. You want a side-by-side that can tackle big jobs and even bigger backwoods adventures. You want the 2025 Honda Pioneer 700. Available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton, it features a durable 675cc engine for big power, hauling 1,000 pounds and towing 1,500. The automatic transmission delivers smooth shifting, while Deluxe and Forest models let you drive in manual mode using paddle shifters on the steering column. And with independent suspension front and rear, you can drive all day in pure comfort. Check out the 2026 Pioneer 700 at Elkton Motorsports just east of Elkton. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet, use eye protection, keep the side nets and doors closed, and always wear your seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on with more Huron County Circuit Court news, the case against Annette Marie Thayer pivoted from arraignment to resolution through a structured no-contest plea. Ms. Thayer pleaded to felony false pretenses of $1,000 to $20,000 under a negotiated one-year delayed sentence with restitution and other terms as conditions. If successfully completed, the conviction will be entered as false pretenses, 200 to 1,000, reduced severity. The court verified voluntariness, acknowledged a no-contact order, accepted a police report as factual basis, and continuing a $5,000 10% bond. The leverage is clear. Prosecutors secure restitution and accountability. The defense secures a path to a lower conviction. The court ensures procedural integrity with explicit advisement and deadlines. The one risk variable is administrative precision around the sentencing date, May 4th, 2026, at 9 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And we do have still that winter weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning from 8 p.m. this evening for the following counties of Midland Bay, Huron, Saginaw, and Tuscola. It is going to be some freezing rain expected, total ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch. From 8 a.m. this evening till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, difficult travel conditions are possible. The hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning commute. Be prepared for slippery roads, slow down and use caution while driving, and allow yourself some extra time to go from point A to point B, and some extra space between you and the car in front of you. If you are going outside, we ask you watch your first steps taken on stairs, sidewalks, and driveways, as those could be icy and slippery, increasing your risk of a fall and injury. And isolated power outages will be possible.